This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On September 3rd, 2008, the Albemarle County Natural Heritage Commission presented its second annual report to the Board of Supervisors. The Natural Heritage Committee was formed in July of 2005 to advise the Board of Supervisors and other county officials on how the county can preserve its biological character. Charlottesville Tomorrow's recording of the presentation of the annual report begins with Michael Irwin, the chairman of the Natural Heritage Committee.
Hello, Mr. Chairman and Board. I think all of you know us, but I'm Michael Irwin, and I'm here as the chairman of the Natural Heritage Committee, along with Vice Chair Carlton Ray. I think our faces are a little bit familiar to most of you. I'm sorry I'm going to read a good part of this, but I'll send it electronically either today or tomorrow to you. Well, this represents the second report by our committee.
Mike, can you try to speak as close to the mic as you can?
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah, this represents our second annual report, and it slipped a bit in time, but I think the quality is made up for the tardy arrival. We're comprised of 12 volunteer citizens in our county with broad expertise in science, natural resources, management, and education. The report, which all of you no doubt have read word for word, is essentially three parts, and one is a report of our accomplishments in the last year. The second report is a biodiversity action plan, and the third is a draft letter to landowners that would encourage environmental and conservation, biodiversity conservation. The committee, in spite of lack of support in the past years, had a number of significant accomplishments from 07 to 08, including making progress in adding to our biodiversity database. We've had added some GIS layers in important county natural resources. We've been a partner in generating funding to contract to get the latest and greatest high-resolution land use land cover map, so we have a good database, a geographic database from which to start to assess changes down the road. We've participated in the Earth Day Eco Fairs activity. We've met with a Greenways coordinator and visited some of the county-owned properties to talk about ways that we can help the county in developing some biodiversity protection for those recently acquired properties. We've developed a list of invasive species of plants, especially, which, as you know, threaten a lot of our not only county resources, but public lands as well. And as I already mentioned, we developed a biodiversity action plan and contact letter to landowners. We acknowledge the dedication and hard work of our committee members over the past year, and in fact, most of our committee members have been on the committee for 3 years. These dedicated county residents have spent considerable professional time and energy working toward a successful, sustainable approach to biological conservation in the county. The future of the committee, however, we feel looks bleak without county support in the next year. We have ambitious plans but require at least some partial FTEs in the Community Planning and Development Department and an absolute minimum of $3,000 for some operations that we have identified. Without staff to help respond to the public about biodiversity issues, to add to the biodiversity database and conduct GIS analyses, little progress can be made in implementing this important biodiversity action plan. A modest amount of funding is needed to support a workshop focused on landowner practices and to defray the costs of an educational brochure and endangered species and other threats. With no support, it will be fruitless for the committee members who are due to rotate off the committee this month, in fact, to re-enlist or to be replaced by new members. We recently lost one senior member because his term expired, due in part to what he perceived as non-support from the county. We propose that the board commit to its long-term investment in Albemarle's rich natural heritage, especially in its rural areas, and provide modest support to our committee in balance with the investments in growth management. Further sacrifices of water and air quality, forest integrity, and connectedness will surely jeopardize the area's rating as one of the nation's best places to live. And as I say, I'll send this this cover report to you along with the report you've already received. So it's up to you, folks. I know times are tight and there are lots of competition, competing interests in public lands as well as private lands, but we feel that to this point we've done a lot gratis, and we can't do very much more. We've got a long list of things we'd like to do, but we need some minimal support to get some of those things done.
Well, this is something we'll need to look at in our upcoming budget discussions, Mike. And certainly the committee, first of all, we're fortunate to have a committee of the caliber of this in the community doing the work that you've been doing. I think we all know that it's an area we would like to devote some more resources to. The question is, can we find those in the current year? And we need to certainly take a look at what the revenue picture is going to be in the coming year and see if there's a way we can make it happen.
There's a lot of ways that we have already leveraged and will continue to try to leverage the resources, working with PEC, the Nature Conservancy, and I have a number of contacts in Richmond. The state is interested in pulling together some workshops for landowner best management practices, this kind of thing.
Well, we had to pay your committee by the hour for the people that are on the committee.
Right. We'd be in trouble.
We'd be in trouble.
Well, are we at serious risk of committee members giving up because of the perceived lack of support from the board before we have the opportunity to go through our next budget cycle? I agree with Dennis that is our next bite at the apple, so to speak, to make a commitment. But would it be useful to your colleagues if this board were to at least assert a strong desire to figure out a way to support the funding request in the next budget cycle versus a signal that, well, you know, we'll see what we can do, put you in the pool with all the other competing interests, and knowing that there's a huge decline in revenues? And I'm worried that what can we say today that would motivate your peers to stay around at least through the next budget cycle to give us a chance to address their requests, which we all, I think, take seriously.
I would like to at least have some level of oral commitment that, in fact, there will be some resources, whether they be dollars, whether they be FTEs from the county planning, community planning. And I'm afraid, you know, without that kind of assurance, I think several are simply going to walk away and say, you know, I put in my time and I don't see much coming from it.
One comment, if I might. I don't think it's realized widely that what the stakes are in this kind of an effort. It's very well known and completely documented, and this applies to Albemarle County, that the loss of what we call ecological services, which are outlined in our previous report, costs money. I mean, lots of money. Puts in water supply, pollination of crops, all kinds of things, weeds coming in, unbeknownst, insect outbreaks, all these sorts of things are tied up with biodiversity issues. And I would estimate that this county is actually losing several million dollars already because of that lack of attention to this sort of thing. So the stakes are very high. I don't want to go into all the details, but it's pretty well documented. Thanks.
I'm wondering whether there are any grant opportunities for this kind of effort, which is somewhat of a unique effort by communities around the state. To help fund the next leg of the effort of the committee. And I wonder if we could just look into that. We just received word from the county executive that this year's budget, the current year's budget, the revenues are a little over $4 million less than projected. So we're going to have to find $4 million of savings in the current year budget. So I think we're going to need to try to get creative. I think that, you know, all or most of us on this board would like to provide the kind of resources you're looking for, and I don't think you're seeking, you know, a huge amount of resources. So I think hopefully we can look at and try to find some creative way to to help your effort.
Bob, what's the approximate dollar value of the three quarters of an FTE plus the $3,000 that are specifically codified in their request? Do we have a sense of what that dollar value of that is?
I just have to, off the top of my head, give you an estimate. It'd be in the probably $50,000 to $60,000 range, I would guess.
And we did benefit a bit this year by having a summer intern help with some of the GIS work, which was
And I noticed you talk about using the law school students group to do one of the tasks that you have in mind, right. And that's a good source. It tends to be seasonal and short term, and you have to word your task just right in order to get something out of a student group. But later we're going to be talking about revalidating the land use taxation, and I myself am thinking that that's going to lead to some situations with some open house kind of situations where landowners can come in and get help filling out their forms for the first time. And at that same event, I'm picturing some tables with people from your group that could plant the seeds of ideas, if not give full-fledged plans to people of how to manage their land for the sake of the biodiversity. I think it might be a great opportunity for people who wouldn't otherwise come in and seek those services. And there are certainly lots of people in the community, more and more people who are getting trained in that area. So, that's not an answer in dollars and cents, but I think all of us are eager for the message to get out and for people to act on what you've laid out very clearly. We now know areas of particular importance in our county, and I mean, you've taught us a lot.
Many of these programs can be carried out with just the educational process, and by education I mean all the way from elementary school all the way up to people in their 80s and 90s. But with the people that Carlton and I and others on our committee encounter in our everyday lives throughout the community, most people aren't even aware that our committee exists, even though we've got a nice web page and we've been adding to it for the last couple of years. I think people are just sort of overwhelmed with web pages and sort of tune them out at some point. But as I mentioned earlier, there's lots of opportunities that we have to partner with other organizations and put together some really effective landowner workshops. You can do that with just a couple $1,000s. It doesn't take a lot. What it takes a lot is somebody to drive the program and plan it effectively.
But you're describing in the FTEs and in your agenda, action agenda for the next year, what you're really, I think, trying to articulate is the notion that as we as a county try to follow our comprehensive plan, fulfill the commitments that we made to the community through that language of the comprehensive plan with action, that you guys, your committee, is huge amount of volunteer effort, high caliber expertise being provided to the benefit of the citizens of this community at no cost, but you're getting the sense that we're just relying on you and not willing to invest a relatively nominal amount of money towards that important purpose. And my only statement I can make to you, I can't speak for other board members, and as Dennis correctly pointed out, our next bite at the apple to actually offer up firm funding commitments will be in the budget cycle. But if we're talking about a commitment of approximately $50,000 contrasted with the entirety of the community development budget, the commitment we make to the ACE program, and the litany of other county expenditures attributable to the same important purpose that your committee is core to, I can tell you I'm firmly committed to figuring out how to fund it, even if that means scaling back on some of our other community development priorities to it, to reallocate those resources to this purpose. What you're making it possible for the county to do through your work is identify what are the ecological systems that provide service value to the community, identify the places where those ecological systems are most vulnerable to the intrusion of human activity, which is what our whole land use planning paradigm is designed to accommodate, so that we can make intelligent land use planning decisions in a way that doesn't undermine, compromise, and erode the ecological system service value that is, if you will, an economic asset that the community owns that we want to protect. So to me, this idea of spending $50,000, however we come up with it, to that purpose, is a no-brainer. And I'm going to suspect that other members of this board agree with that in principle. The challenge here is that we can't tell your colleagues who are frustrated enough to want to resign before the next budget cycle gets to play out. We can't commit to them in the sense that we don't have the budget in front of us. We don't know the precise revenue circumstances. We don't know what we're going to do with the tax rate. There's all those uncertainty factors. We don't know what Richmond's going to do with scaling back on their commitments. But I can tell you that within the morass of all those negative themes that I just identified, I think it's imperative that we still invest in the work of this committee as a top priority, and I'm willing to support that.
Great to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, it's I think it enables us to leverage public dollars significantly. We ought to find a way to fund the things you're asking for here.
I think maybe there's a possibility that we could put this amount on as a proffer, in the form of a proffer, because of the additional development that's going to be occurring. It seems to me that this new development is going to cause problems with biodiversity. So why shouldn't they pay? I mean, why?
Well, we do get cash proffers right now, and how we choose to allocate them in our budget is maybe a separate issue. In a way, you're maybe touching on a relevant point that we are already getting some funding, and it's a matter of how we choose to allocate it.
And those of us who have lived here and done our bit of damage over the years also bear responsibility for this. And I think all the work you're doing is wonderful prevention, because heading off problems that the dredging task force or the management task force is now dealing with is just one example of how it's more expensive to fix it later than it is to do it right to begin with. And the possibilities of losing some of these resources out of ignorance is really awful. We have wonderful pockets of still living chestnut trees that survived the blight. I mean, we don't want to have somebody go in there unknowingly and just chop them down. That would be a terrible loss. So.
And as we've tried to point out earlier, I mean, the reports from last year and this year, this committee and its activities can't be looked at in isolation from, we heard about the dredging issue and the water quality issues and so forth. These things don't go away. And so, the broader vision is that people's aesthetics, their water quality, their air quality, and the biodiversity that we're most interested in protecting is all one big package. So.
Let me then request that you take back to your colleagues who are frustrated to the point of potentially resigning and ask them to stick with us through the next budget process. Give us an opportunity to have a public conversation, a community dialogue about how much value we do place on the work of the Natural Heritage Committee, and we can, if they're not satisfied with the outcome of that deliberative process, then I wouldn't fault them a bit for bailing on us. But on the other hand, my hope is that we can find a way to fund their efforts, and I would hate to see us have lost that aggregation of talent and commitment because of a timing issue. So I hope they will be willing to stick with us at least through the budget process.
Maybe we'll get a windfall of money as Hannah will deliver a windfall of rain here on us in the next few days.
A windfall of will and commitment.
Well, thanks very much, board.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Carl.